everyone. You are listening to the Trade Show Minute here at Infocom 2018. My name is Victoria Barella, and I'm here with Paul Richards of PTZ Optics.
Hi, Victoria.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm happy you're here. This is day one. If you're not sunburned or your feet are not already falling off from Vegas, they will be. So tell us a little bit about PTZ Optics.
Sure. So we are a pan tilt zoom camera manufacturer.
Okay.
We operate in the unified communications video conferencing space and also the live streaming and broadcast space.
Cool. And what are you showing here at Infocom 2018?
Sure. Like a lot of people, we are showing an IP video, right? Okay. AV over IP. We're actually working with a company called NewTek. They have a new product called NDI that's built into our cameras, providing IP video, multicast, and also integration with almost any video conferencing and live streaming platform and software, which has been really fun. Some people know about Wirecast, vMix, Open Broadcaster Software, which is the world's most popular live streaming software. So the streaming industry is pretty incredible ever since Facebook Live came out.
Cool. Okay. Is that your baby?
That's the biggest growth that we're seeing currently because Facebook is everywhere, right?
Yes.
1.something billion people are using it. And when Facebook 2 years ago released live streaming, every small business, small and large, wants to do it. And they're starting with their phones, but they're getting more professional about it. And oh my gosh, from fashion shows in New York to kids' plays at an elementary school, everyone wants to live stream it because not everyone can make it.
Yeah,
so that's really booming right now.
Yeah, even with like my brother's graduation, there was live streaming available, and like for my college graduation, that was just a new thing, and I was like, oh, that's really nice, and now it's kind of expected now. So you're running down, and we're it's great, but. Let us know. Also, what is your favorite child at the booth? What is your baby?
Well, I guess that our pan tilt zoom cameras are open source, and people really like that about our cameras because they can build it and change it. And IT people, our customers, right, are usually very techie, and they know how to get in there and make it do whatever they want. So, I think just the open sourceness of actually all the PTZ Optics cameras is sort of my baby because I've gone in and created plugins for distance learning applications to live streaming platforms, and it's those additional plugins through the open sourceness of that we make available for free to everyone that I think that our customers and our community that we have really excited about it because they get something and they say, wow, all these codes have already been written to do all these great things. Maybe I could tweak it if I want to, or maybe I just take it the way. And we're always coming out with new plugins and extensions for some of the most exciting live streaming and video production softwares available. So the open sourceness of our company really is no one else is doing that.
Cool. And then where can we find you online too if someone wants to get on board?
Sure. So PTZ, pan tilt zoom, right? PTZ Optics everywhere. Twitter, Instagram. We're always posting my stories on Instagram because we're always at these weird live streaming behind the scenes. So follow us on Instagram, Twitter. And our Facebook page has a Facebook group. And that group is an incredibly dedicated group of 2,500 people that grows over hundreds every month. And these people will answer questions, tell you how they're doing things, and it's a really great group. So if you really want to know what PTZ Optics is about, join our Facebook user group or watch our live show. We do a live show every single Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern on Facebook and YouTube. And have you heard about Amazon's Twitch platform?
I have not. No.
Amazon Twitch. Amazon has their own live streaming platform as well, which we have some open source cool plugins for, but I'll spare you. But Twitch is something that you should check out. Amazon's getting into the live streaming game.
All right, nice.
And, so anyway.
Nice. And it seems like you live it, breathe it, eat it, AV. So AV is life. We're promoting it this year. What does that mean to you, specifically AV is life, or, what does that mean to you?
Well, I think it means that we have a fun job. And, when it comes to our team and our community, I think that that really plays across. People are happy to go to work. They're happy to have challenges in the tech space. Mm-hmm. And we sort of all do have, our own lingo. Other people don't understand exactly what POE is or, I could name a million different acronyms. But once you get into that world, and I've been in the industry for 10 years now, you can just jump into these deep conversations with other AV professionals, and they know exactly what you're talking about. That weird company that just came on the market or something, you know, following that whole Infocom yeah. experience. And then we have some of the younger guys who are just starting with us, and they're interested to learn the lingo. And like, and it's a lot. You just have to be open, I think, because this industry is so full of people who are willing to share, people who are willing to just like, oh, you don't know what that is. Oh, this is, and like the IP standards and everything, they've been around for 20 years, but it's complicated and there's a lot of acronyms and different things.
Yeah.
But I think that once you learn that lingo, you're in this cool club, and I think people enjoy playing with tech and being in a high-tech industry.
Well, I'm very happy you're saying that it's very open. I'm in the industry maybe 2 or 3 years now, and I'm programming commercial lights.
Oh, cool.
So I got my CTS, and I'm trying to get on the same lingo as everyone, but it's still, like, I'm coming here, and it's so overwhelming. So every year, you know, I like podcasting and interviewing people so I can learn more. This is my way of keeping in touch with the industry. But, yeah, so if when people ask you what you do, what do you tell them?
Well, I tell them that I'm the chief streaming officer, which is funny because I'm business development for our company, but we do so much live streaming that I call myself the chief streaming officer. I'm the CSO. So I can be found in the producer seat of many live streams from, like I said, fashion shows in New York to, you know, kids plays at a local church or a local high school. So it's just behind the cameras, operating them, streaming them, and allowing the world to see these amazing things that a lot of people who just, you know, can't get out of their house or can't make it to their son's sports game that's across the country, allowing them to see that, people just love it. And
well,
it's
that actually rolls right into my next question. Where do you see AV, or how do you see it changing people's lives? So, I mean, like you were saying, if people can't make it, it's kind of, you know, you live stream it and they can be part of that experience. It's awesome.
One of my favorite examples is in the high school and college level sports. When a high school student can go to a scout and they're trying to get a scholarship to go to college, and we've streamed that game for them, we've recorded it for them, and they can actually go to their YouTube channel and share it with a prospective client. So they've got their resume, they've got their, what I guess, their college application, but that doesn't really show for a lacrosse player or a football player that touchdown that they scored and they're so proud of. And I have talked with countless sports people who have gotten scholarships as a result of having it on video to share with their, so that changed their lives. Churches, I am really passionate about being a Christian, they can live stream there to the congregations and actually get people, you know, it's funny with live streaming, sometimes like music concerts and venues are afraid to live stream because they're worried that they won't be able to sell tickets, when in fact they sell more because the FOMO, people see it and then they want to go.
Yeah, I want to be there too and experience it. And especially with concerts now, it's more interactive as well. So even though you're live streaming it, there's also, when you're actually there, there's more to it. So I don't think they would be losing anything if they're live streaming.
And the same thing goes with churches. And churches are a little really, really everyone. So many churches are starting to live stream now. And they're spreading the message of God to places that they might not have reached. Huge audiences on Facebook, getting people connected. And there's a church that we work with now. They live stream to Facebook, and they've grown their church so much with live streaming. They ask everyone when they come into church to check in on Facebook to show people that that is they're at church. So all their friends see they're at church. They click on the church link and then they see the live church sermon, and it's grown their I mean, churches are starting to understand this now, and that's an interesting one for me as well. I think it's
that
life changing.
Yeah. Well, where can we find you again online if we wanted to talk more about why AV is life for you?
PTZOptics.com, and again, that Facebook group is full of people like this who are just passionate about the products that we have, but also the whole community around what's going on.
Cool. Well, thank you for coming onto the show.
Thank you so much. The Daily Minute, what a cool, is that what it's called?
The Trade Show Minute.
The Trade Show Minute.
The Trade Show Minute.
Super cool. Don't forget to like it. And share this with someone that is in the pro AV industry that might be interesting.